Friday edition. Today's day is the 9th of November, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I had planned to have somebody with me tonight, but he ran into some problems in India, and the time difference between me here in Europe and him in India is quite a big one, and we had to reschedule, or he had to, actually. But that's small potatoes. We are working to try and inform you guys about the financial mess. Everybody knows. I mean, if you've been watching the internet, you are aware that we are melting down, and it's happening. It's happening just as we said it would. And the reason I knew it would is it's inevitable. There is no way, based upon the numbers that I've read over the last 3 years, 4 years, that we have any other choice. So for those of you in the audience who would like to, you know, close your eyes and spin around three times and make believe it didn't happen, well, that, I don't think that's going to have much of an effect this time. The meltdown is already well advanced here. And it's affecting Europe, of course. For the Europeans in the audience, we are having precipitous drops in export. That doesn't mean anything good for America, because America doesn't have the manufacturing base to pick up the difference. And there's no manufacturing going on in America. So just because America's products have become cheaper, there's virtually nothing being produced in America. So the cheapness of products is really not going to help the United States. But what's happened to Europe is that the Europeans can't buy the goods. I mean, the Americans can't buy European goods. There's just they've become too expensive. They're still able to buy the Chinese goods because there's a peg or a link to the dollar. But there have been rumblings that the link is going to be severed, which would temporarily actually help America at some level, because the yuan or renminbi would rise quite quickly. But in turn, it would make products in America far too expensive for the Americans to buy. So I, in spite of having had a rather difficult interview with Paul Craig Roberts, if you listen back to the archives, he wouldn't go anywhere near the truth. I did like his quote when he said that people are going to be thinking that Walmart is Neiman Marcus soon with the prices. I can tell you here in central France, there's been a 20% increase in staples, such as potatoes, rices, and pastas, 20% in the last 4 months. And the price of corn has gone up by 40% in the last 6 months. These are important things, ladies and gentlemen, because the corn, first of all, is a food augmentator to most of the livestock in France. So today I went and bought some meat at the butcher. We still have butchers here. I remember them when I was growing up in Massachusetts. We had a butcher, and we had the baker down the street and all that other stuff. And, of course, the supermarkets got rid of all of these small people. But because I live out in the countryside, butchers can still make a living here. But his prices have gone up by about 30 or 40% in the last 2 months. And he said it was because the beef that he buys has jumped enormously on him because of the feed prices to the people who are raising the beef. Now, there's people raising beef around where I live. In fact, there's a finishing station not far from where I live, and what that is, a finishing station, is they bring in the beef before slaughter, and they fatten them up. And you can see outside this fattening station huge truckloads of corn. They apparently fatten them up with corn and other products. I'm not sure. I have no real knowledge of animal husbandry or modern methods for raising beef, but I do know this. Meat and starches have risen dramatically. Now, that is on top of the rise in the fuel prices for your heat and your gasoline. So take it across the board, ladies and gentlemen. There's 15 to 20% inflation in 6 months. And I dare think that that's only the beginning. Now, I'm going to ask you guys out there, have any of you received a 20% increase in your salary? No. Mix that in with Europeans and Americans being mortgaged and borrowed to the hilt, so there's no real disposable income left to be paying increases in these things. What we're going to have is a terrible squeeze, and it's already well underway. Now, of course, the poorest among us get hit first with this. The people least able to stave off these kinds of things are the people who live month to month, and that happens to be in France, about 40% of the population. So there are going to be a lot of you're going to see some news events coming out of France, I'm sure, and they're already starting. There's rumblings everywhere here, people. But see, very much unlike the American population, they take to the streets here in France and actually display violence. Oftentimes, the unions do, and the people working, they get angry. And they've actually recently blocked some ports and harbors. The fishermen have, and they got into a little confrontation, and the students are all fighting back, and it's just going to be this news cycle leading up to Christmas is going to be interesting, to say the least. And I also see rumblings of an awakening in America. I really do, and I've talked to you before telling you that these people are done for. They really are, because the cat is out of the bag here. The criminal Zionists that have been running the show for as long as we can go back and read our books, have for the first time in their histories been thoroughly exposed. Now, what does that mean? There have been moments in history where the plebiscite and the non-Zionist or non-criminal Jew were getting outed and not in full control, and that was happening right around the World War. There were a lot of people standing up then. It happened around the turn of the last century, right around World War I as well, and it happened in the mid-1800s. There were people talking very aggressively about this criminal group. Now, the difference today from those times is in most instances, it was individual countries that were being affected by these criminals' activities. Today, even countries that are not being affected are reading about it. Well, we're all affected, but some worse than others, of course. But there are places in the world who have only a marginal sense that the Zionists are doing terrible things to their country. If they look deeper, they probably find it was much more profound than they really know. But even they are becoming aware. I've told you before, I have over 100 countries tuning into the French Connections broadcast. So this is a worldwide phenomenon this time. This is not just France waking up to Zionism, or Germany waking up to Zionism, or Spain clearly waking up to Zionism. And I'll talk about that in a minute. It's happening everywhere. Now, the people in control are going about their business as though nothing has changed, nothing has happened, and it's not affecting them. Well, that couldn't be farther from the truth. However, you're not going to see really the effects of that, the actual revolt that we're all undergoing here. If you look across the country and the Walpers and pagans, goldsmiths, Levies, Schiffs, Kahns, Goldmans. They're all over this thing. These are the families. These are the people. There are tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of these people across the world doing this to us. Alex Jones will never get us to the criminals. Neither will Ron Paul. He just won't. He just won't get us there. Because what it amounts to when they don't speak about the real criminals here is it amounts to a cover-up of the crimes. That's what it does. And the result of that is that we are no more satisfied justice-wise when we're done following these people than we were when we started out. Now, I know the argument goes that, he's the best thing out there, Ron Paul. Well, I got to tell you something. Why the heck do I have to settle? I have to ask you that. Why? Why can't I settle for a cleaning of the slate? Why can't I have a guy that gets up in front of everybody and says, I'm going to surround myself with bodyguards because I know they'll try to murder me. But here are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. This guy did this. This country, this company did this. This people did this. Here's the names. Here's the people. Here's the dates. If he wants them, call me up. I'll give him all the information. We've got the data. We've got the information. We've got the research done. We've got the books. We've got the testimony. We've got first-person accounts. We've got everything we need. And why didn't you just stand there in front of a live camera and tell the truth? Since he's a presidential candidate and he's got $5 million, he can buy himself an ad that they're by law have to put up. Why didn't you just do it? Just say what Michael Chertoff's family has done and what the fact is that the Netanyahu's close to the owners of the World Trade Center and how everything just worked together hunky-dory in that conspiracy. Talk about how all of this stuff fits together. It's not that difficult to do. We've done it. You and I have done it together. That would really save the country because I think people are not only are they ready for these facts, I think they're hungry for them. And of course, Blowhard Jones over there is an apologist for the Zionist Jews, and that's exactly what he is, an apologist for the Zionist Jews. Free speech has just won a battle in Spain. A constitutional court in Spain said that you cannot stop somebody from talking about the Holocaust, even if it's in negative terms. Hooray for Spain. They said that it is far more dangerous to their society to stop people from speaking about odious things, in their view, than it is to have people stop having the ability to have their own thoughts and opinions. Of course, they did draw the line at where the law should. As long as there's nobody inciting violence, if there's no violence being incited, then why are people's thoughts and statements about questions they may have or may not have about certain events in history, why is that a relevant crime in a modern world? It shouldn't be, of course. But Spain, bravo to you, Spain. You're leading the pack on this. I think Germany is going to take notice, as well as France is going to take notice. And I think these people, this is just one more example of how their ship is sinking. You know, you can go to the Massachusetts experience here and see how the Anti-Defamation League is town by town, city by city in Massachusetts being kicked out. The ADL is being kicked out of communities in Massachusetts. I think there are 8 or 9 communities already that have kicked them out. And more coming. It might be a great idea for people listening to the broadcast here to maybe write those communities. You can go type into the internet, mass communities get rid of ADL, and get a list. Maybe send them an email or even make a phone call to the mayor or to the selectman or town council or whatever and tell them how proud you are of them. I've done that several times, in fact. I did it right away when they first started happening. I started calling these people up and tell them that that the full story is yet to be told about that. But it's important that we do this, you know, that we support the facts as people start showing them up in our, you know, in our world. We have to start supporting these people for their truth. You know, oftentimes here, I think about what I'm doing here, and if you go back on in the archives of the French Connection, we have talked about every single subject you can think of, all of them. And basically, we're adding dribs and drabs and little bits and pieces here to the story, but we've told this story already, and I urge you people to start listening to those archives. They're timeless. For the most part, ladies and gentlemen, they don't require you to date the broadcast. They have things in every single one of them that are going to be clearly useful to anybody wanting to know the truth. And so, use the source. And we're going to add two books right away to the website, two new books. One of them is from a fellow named David Pidcock, who we plan on having on the show soon. Satanic Voices, Ancient and Modern is the name of it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been having problems with our audio being cut off. You might hear some breaks in this presentation. One of them when I was talking about names of people in the administration in America, the Ladines and Wormsers and the rest. You go back and listen to Douglas Faith and all the rest of these criminals and the Lauder family and all those. We've talked about them before, but they got cut off about a minute and a half at 9 minutes got cut off. And then it got cut off when I was talking about David Pidcock's book, Ancient Voices, Satanic Voices, Ancient and Modern. And, you know, it's important for all of us to turn to these historic books, these research projects that have been done over time, because they are really our greatest link to the truth. In spite of having sabotage being done to the files and to our PayPal account and to our website and all kinds of different things happening to us, we are working to try to get a message to you folks. And, of course, being that we're not Alex Jones talking about nonsense, we're going to be attacked. You know, it's interesting that Mr. Jones always gets to talk about the fact that the New World Order is doing everything when in fact it's this criminal group. And he has been pushing people away from the truth for so long that many people out there are starting to believe him again in this New World Order stuff. And it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen, a lie. This man is a liar, and it is a lie. They have used that as a reference word when they were talking about things, but the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, it is criminal Zionist Judaism that is behind this. These people are destroying our world, our Western world. And but there are good signs out there. There are positive signs out there. Spain has just reversed its law to allow free speech. They want to make sure that their public can speak freely on all issues, including the Holocaust, unlike America, who just went the opposite direction and became despotic and tyrannical in the United States. Hate crimes legislation will now, in America, stop you from discussing these things and make a criminal out of you, and that's what they have in mind. But Spain's constitutional court found that that was a problem for all Spanish people, and so they reversed that decision. And I think it's going to have knock-on effects in Germany and in France here and in England and other places because these people are toast. I told you that it was just a matter of time before their whole house of cards started falling apart. They rely on deception. They rely on people not having these facts available to them. And, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, they are losing the battle for the truth. They really are. And, you know, when you hear people like Jones getting his guests on the radio, he sprinkles in a little bit of truth. But most of what this guy is doing is fear-mongering and then deceiving you, pushing you away from the real criminals. And the fact that most people are following him, and then he has the nerve to say Hagee is deceiving people, he is every bit as terrible as a Hagee. In fact, he may be more. Because so many people who want the truth and who have already invested themselves in finding the truth are being deceived by Alex Jones. And somebody needs to get rid of that guy. That's what really needs to happen. Somebody really has to find a way to imprison him or find a crime that he's committed or something that they can get him on and get him off the air, because he is damaging our ability to beat these people quickly. Now, again, because of the way the world is descending, we're all going to feel terrible pain as a result of this battle hotting up. But we need to do it with the facts. And the books that we've got, the audio files, they're going to give you that stuff. You know, there's James Dickey on there. You go listen to him, what he says. There's Pidcock, of course. There's Mohammed Rafig. There is, you know, so many people. I can't even name them all. Even Christopher Bolin, before his arrest, had some very interesting things to teach us. So the truth is that there's so much learning to be done. The learning curve is certainly a long one if you want the full story. But once you've heard people with qualitative information, compare that to other things that you've been hearing, you know right away that the facts don't line up on these other people's websites and broadcasts, and they do on the French Connection, and they do. So, anyway, we lost about 10 minutes of time this time. This is not the first time this has happened. The phone systems, I guess, in Sweden or in France here, are being attacked somehow. I never have a problem in France, so I'm guessing it's in Sweden. We do our recording in Sweden, and I do the broadcast out of France. But, sad that. It has happened when we had guests on. It's happened when I've done rants, other rants. They don't want this truth to be told. They really don't. So there must be a reason for that. there must be a reason for it. Anyway, the goal here is to get you to read these two new books. If you're a reader, we hope that the French Connection listeners are actually educated people and actually read books and read information. I mean, you know, we don't want somebody – I don't get on this broadcast and try to spoon-feed you fear, you know. And here's the interesting thing that doesn't add up with this guy Jones's video that he made, this endgame stuff. They want to get rid of 95% of us, but they're going to build a roadway from Mexico to Canada that's six lanes wide in each direction. But they want to get rid of 95% of us. Then in a couple of breaths later, he says they're going to try to kill us all with viruses. Well, who's going to be driving the cars on this six-lane highway? Oh, man. It's fear-mongering. It's trying to paralyze you and get you to stand there. And the only thing he wants you to do is spin your tires and waste your time with this guy, Ron Paul. And I see so many people that follow me actually following this guy, Ron Paul. You got to look at what he's saying, guys. You really do. The guy's not saying the facts. He could change everything in one interview. He could bring the house down with one interview. He won't do it. So, you know, he hasn't got my vote. I mean, I'm tired of voting for people who lie. Won't give me the straight poop. So we do have an interview coming up. As I said, my interviewee was in India, and his availability fell apart. I have two other interviews coming up, including one with Mohammed Rafig soon. So I want you all to stay tuned to our information. But in the meantime, the books are fantastic. The information about the Spanish law change under that constitutional court is on the site. There's another news items going up on the site. And hopefully we'll have some good news from PayPal soon. We've sent them the information they want about our book repository and all of the things that they've asked us to do, and I'm wondering if they're ever going to release our information and allow us to use that service again. Not that I want to, but only because I have to. And what else? Nothing else. You know, so much is happening here. I want you guys to take care of your families. You know, you can help other people within your immediate family who are not getting the full story. If you've been listening to us, you know, you need to reach up, down, and sideways to people you know and get them all informed about this, because there are going to be some real difficult moments on the horizon here. But until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, please, again, take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now.